WRCE.
Start your day off on the right foot with great local programming on Sunrise from the Center on WRCE.
On our morning show today from WRCO, we have royalty in the studio today. The 77th Alice in Dairyland, Haley Heinzel, is here today. And good morning to you, Haley.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Well, great to have you back.
Always.
We first had you on. You had just begun your reign as Alice.
Yes, it's been almost 6 months. I started back in July. That was the last time I've been here.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. And so you're almost halfway through your reign.
Yes, just about. It's been so fast, but absolutely the opportunity of a lifetime.
Awesome. So you've learned about some things, probably been to some places in Wisconsin you'd never been, right?
I have been all over the place, from La Crosse to Green Bay to Rhinelander to Door County. I've explored so many nooks and crannies of Wisconsin I've never been to before.
So you were up in La Crosse this morning, had an early alarm clock, I believe.
Yep, I was on the news by 6 o'clock this morning, so quite the early day, but it's just all in a day's work as Alice in Dairyland.
So you had TV early this morning,
yep,
right?
Yep, yeah. I did have some TV this morning.
Radio's a little different. You don't have to worry about, you know, your looks or your hair or anything. Although you look great, but
thank you, I appreciate it.
So we welcome you to WRCO with the holidays coming up right around the corner here, and let's talk about some of the reasons you're here. The holiday season is underway, but we can kind of think about all of the seasons the whole year through, can't we?
Absolutely. I am featuring some products from the Something Special from Wisconsin program, meaning that 50% of their ingredients, production, or processing are done or completed in Wisconsin. I am really excited to be featuring some that you may think of using more for the warmer weather. It's for our holiday gifts for our friends who maybe are dreaming of summer already. My first product is Jay's Barbecue from Ripon, Wisconsin. The two flavors I am featuring this month is a surprisingly sweet and savory cranberry jalapeno chutney and their incredibly versatile Kentucky White, a mustard and mayo based sauce with hints of garlic, horseradish, and lemon. So even if you're not into barbecue sauce, they still have tons of different options. They were established in 2014 and they are a woman owned and operated company inspired by and named after Susan's son Jaden, who suffered a stroke at birth resulting in the development of cerebral palsy and epilepsy. The Jay's Barbecue defines family, community, and service. With honor, they cater 19 Wisconsin armories and offer something special from Wisconsin products across the nation.
That's interesting, yeah, and that's an interesting flavor combination, too. You know, throwing in Wisconsin cranberries, which I know are a huge crop in Wisconsin.
Right? Absolutely. I found a lot of stuff with that sweet and spicy combination is really, really good. I just tried for Thanksgiving a cranberry jalapeno cheddar butter compound. And you throw that on mashed potatoes, it was actually really, really good. So cranberries work really well with spicy and with cheese.
Wow, you're kidding me, on mashed potatoes.
Mashed potatoes, yep. Yeah. Absolutely.
What did you call it? A compound?
Yes, a butter compound, meaning that you're mixing cheese or herbs or fruits or spices in with the butter, and then you can put it on bread, potatoes, vegetables, steaks. There's so many options.
Wow, indeed. Thanksgiving is a big eating holiday, that's for sure.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely.
Lots of stuff. A lot of cranberries served here across the state, that's for sure. And some other things you want to talk about. I know you want to talk about your fine feathered friends and your four-legged friends.
If you have any furry friends, of course, lots of people will buy treats and things for their dogs, but this is more for our dog-owning friends. You'll love Talk Dog to Me. The brand was created to educate the public about puppy mills and how to create legislation to end cruelty to animals in Wisconsin. They have a large range of apparel for people and pups to help keep you both stylish no matter the season. They've got some great hats, t-shirts. I actually got a little shirt for my dog to wear. So it's lots and lots of fun company to work with.
That's awesome. What kind of dog do you have?
She is a mini Australian Labradoodle. Her name is Pippa.
Oh, my goodness. So she's going to be styling then, right?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. If you check out the Alice in Dairyland Facebook and Instagram pages, there should be a video dropping pretty, pretty soon of her and I in our matching outfits together for the holiday season.
Who doesn't like a dog dressed up?
You know, absolutely.
That's quality stuff right there. We can do some gardening in the winter time indoors, can't we?
Absolutely. For those who enjoy gardening in the summer, you know, in your flower beds, or in the winter time in pots inside, Woolitz are a great sustainable option for maintaining a healthy, beautiful garden or potted plant. The wool pellets, made from 100% renewable wool, are an amazing all-natural soil amendment and slow-release fertilizer meant to replace peat moss and petroleum-based hydrogels in your soil. Woolitz hold 30 times their weight in water, slowly releasing it into your soil along with naturally occurring fertilizers and micronutrients. They break down over the course of a year, aerating your soil as they decompose and become one with the earth. So I really love using them for my indoor plants because I'm not home so much. And so it's great for me to just throw them in there, and then I don't have to water my plants nearly as often.
I never thought of that.
Mm-hmm.
Where can you get those at?
So you can find those online at the Something Special WI.com website. There's a full catalog of all their products. You can head to their website and order them online.
Okay. Much better to do that than to try and create something of your own, then, right?
Yes, they come like packaged in a brown bag, and it's all like a little pellet, and it's easy. You just sprinkle it right on your plants, mix it up into the soil. It's perfect.
And then it holds the water, and then kind of slowly releases it.
Slowly releases it.
Wow.
Yep. And it's a fertilizer too, so it's feeding your plants at the same time. And it's a great way to use some of those fiber products in Wisconsin as well.
Okay. Let's talk about snack trays. It's a great time of year for those.
Absolutely. No garden party or holiday party is complete without a snack tray. I have two cheeses that I'm featuring from Car Valley Cheese Company. Car Valley Cheese is a fourth generation family-owned company nestled in the hills of the Driftless region in southwestern Wisconsin. They make cheese the old-fashioned way in small open vats and are known as the world's top award-winning cheese company. The two cheeses I'm showcasing are Master Cheesemaker certified cheese, showcasing the tradition and flavors crafted by Car Valley for generations.
Hmm. Interesting. Good stuff. What's your favorite cheese?
Oh, Wisconsin cheese.
Well,
Of course.
But what about flavor?
I'm a big fan of Parmesan, personally. I think it's a great snacking cheese, but you can't go wrong with mozzarella. Wisconsin produces quite a bit of mozzarella cheese. Two-thirds of our cheese production goes into mozzarella because we love to eat pizza.
All right. Exactly. A lot of it goes that way, too. But a lot of people will be making the boards, you know, chopping up some fruits and vegetables and some meats.
Yes.
And cheeses. And
yep. As long as you're selecting proudly Wisconsin cheese or proudly Wisconsin dairy, you cannot go wrong on your cheese board. And for a great fun addition, my last product is just fudge. You may not think of adding chocolate to your cheese boards, but it makes for a great addition. It's also just a great dessert all on its own. Just Fudge is a family-run business making delightful fudge. They have many varieties from traditional flavors like chocolate peanut butter, white chocolate maple walnut, and dark chocolate raspberry to seasonal flavors like chocolate chai, white chocolate blueberry lemon and lavender, and dark chocolate cranberry orange. Each batch is made by hand, including crushing cookies, chopping fruit, toasting nuts, and piping into cups. They sell them in a variety of sizes, from 4-ounce cups, 2.5-ounce cups, trio bags, sampler packs, trays, and if you're a big fudge fan, you can even buy it by the pan.
Which is your favorite, Haley?
I really am a classic chocolate fudge person. I love it also in ice cream, like a chocolate fudge ripple. To die for.
Ooh, that is good stuff. Yeah, and a lot of people like dark chocolate, too.
Yes, so. I am not a huge dark chocolate fan normally, but I've been making my own hot chocolate at home, and using dark chocolate for that with some heavy whipping cream, absolutely delicious.
Good stuff. Do you have those recipes available online, some of those things?
Of those recipes that I use are right from wisconsincheese.com. That's like my big resource. I also, coming up closer to the holidays, will be featuring lots and lots of dairy and cheese recipes in the 12 Days of Dairy video series that I just recorded. So watch out for those. Those will start, I believe, on December 12th, all the way up through Christmas Eve.
If you're going to make a good cup of hot cocoa, though. It just can't be the mix in hot water.
No, absolutely not. And that is one of the videos I made was a great hot chocolate recipe using whole milk, heavy cream, cocoa powder, some dark chocolate, and it's topped with a mascarpone whipped cream, homemade with Wisconsin cheese.
Oh, and some chocolate chips maybe sprinkled on.
Oh yeah, or chocolate shavings.
Chocolate shavings.
Oh
too.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Nothing like a nice steaming cup of hot cocoa, especially in some of the weather we've had recently.
Absolutely. I've been waking up. There's been snow on the ground. It's just a little bit, but I know it's going to get to be quite a bit more as we head into the holiday season.
Right. And you've had more now. I know you're living in Madison now, but you've had a little bit more in that area than we have, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. And as I've been traveling a lot, too, I've been up near Rhinelander and Green Bay, where it's a lot more north. I've been seeing some more snow already, too.
Boo. Oh, well. But it comes with the territory, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So if anybody's interested in some of the products that we've talked about here this morning, what's the best way to maybe look those up?
So all these products are part of the Something Special from Wisconsin program. They can be identified in stores by looking for the red and yellow Something Special from Wisconsin logo. I love looking for new Something Special products every time I'm in the grocery store. Or you can find them online at somethingspecialwi.com. The best part of this program is that at least 50% of each product's ingredients, production, or processing come from or complete in Wisconsin. Shopping for local products this holiday season is a great way to support small businesses and farmers in our local communities. And the Something Special from Wisconsin program is the perfect place to find unique Wisconsin gifts.
It's important to support those local businesses.
Absolutely. It helps keep that money right in the pockets of local Wisconsinites.
As you make your rounds, I know you see a lot of small towns and businesses trying to make a go of it there. So.
Absolutely. I stop in at every local cheese store I see as long as I've got time on the road.
So, do you get a stipend then? Or does this come out of your pocket? You know, you
just, I wish I had a cheese stipend, but no, it does not.
Well, let's talk a little bit about your reign so far. What was the big motivation? Why did you want to be Alice in the first place?
I really love getting to share all about how wonderful Wisconsin agriculture is. And it's especially important to me as somebody who wasn't raised on a Wisconsin farm that anyone can be involved or passionate about Wisconsin's agriculture industry. I really felt that connection at the Wisconsin State Fair, where I got to meet over a million fairgoers this year, talking all about our state's various agriculture industries and products and helping them really connect firsthand with our livestock producers.
And what is the biggest thing you maybe had to learn, you know, coming from a not farm background?
I learned something new every single time I step onto a farm. Even though my background is primarily in dairy, I've been active in the dairy industry since I was 16 years old. I still learn something from every new farmer I talk to, and they are all so passionate and eager to share. And it really is an honor to be able to take what I'm learning and turn around and share it to such a broader audience.
Because it's not just a dairy farmer anymore. Farmers are so diverse in what they raise, aren't they?
Absolutely. From cattle to swine, corn, cranberries, Christmas trees, and everything in between. There is so much to love about the diversity of Wisconsin agriculture.
So speaking of which, I know that the next Alice pageant is going to be right here in our WRCO backyard, isn't it?
Absolutely. They are hosting the Alice in Dairyland Finals to search for the 78th Alice in Dairyland in May of this year in Crawford County. So that's going to be May 15th to the 17th of 2025 in Prairie du Chien. Applications for the 78th Alice in Dairyland open on January 2nd. And if you are out there, you're listening, and you're thinking you want to be Alice, you just have to be over 21 years of age, have 3 years of experience in communications or education or agriculture, and a passion for what you do. We'd love to hear from you. You can find those applications online at the Alice in Dairyland website on aliceindairyland.com.
It would be interesting, and you may know where some of the Alices have wound up, what careers they've gone on to do after their reign.
Many, many, many. I would say probably a majority of the Alices end up working somehow in the agriculture industry. A lot of them definitely work in communications. Some of them go back to the farm. Others work in education. But all of them are incredibly successful advocates for agriculture.
And where would you like to be in your next step?
I'm not quite so sure yet, but now with only 6 months of my term remaining, I am definitely starting to look at what's next. I really do love radio, and I've thought about podcasting. I also am really interested in social media marketing and managing something like that for an agriculture company, but I'm just waiting for the next best opportunity to come walking through my door.
Well, there are so many more opportunities in that field than there used to be with podcasts so popular and everything else. You've got a lot of avenues you could go to, don't you?
Absolutely. It's definitely something I could do as a hobby until it's something I can make into a career. And one day, my big dream is to become a first-generation farmer, but that's probably a few years down the line yet.
Down the road. So what will you raise on your farm?
Well, I would love to do dairy, but that is notoriously a difficult industry to break into. But I do have 2 dairy cows at home, and so probably beef. But I also love chickens. I wouldn't be opposed to hogs. It just kind of depends on whatever I end up doing.
2 dairy cows?
2, yes. Uh-huh. And that's a pretty recent addition. I had one, and then Wednesday, 2 weeks ago, she decided to have her calf.
So
I have my very first bred and owned heifer at home as well. They live in a farm in Lake Mills.
Oh, that's exciting. So, very good. And we want to talk about some of the things that you've had a chance to do, Haley, during your reign. You got to visit Lambeau Field. What was that like?
I was just there yesterday. I was stopping through. I had some radio in the morning, and I had a few hours to kill. And so I decided to stop by Lambeau Field. I've been once before, but it was for something through school, so I didn't really get to enjoy the experience. So I got to walk through the Hall of Fame Museum, and it was really, really interesting to learn more about the history of the Packers and also the ties that the Green Bay Packers have to the agriculture industry. Many people know that the Packers are named for the meatpacking industry in Green Bay, but they might not know some of the other ties that they have to the industry. It takes about 35,000 cowhides for the NFL to create all of the footballs they need every year.
Wow.
They make 700,000 footballs from those 35,000 cowhides. And if the Packers make it to the Super Bowl this year, they'll use almost 3,000 of those footballs throughout the season. And another thing I learned while I was at the museum is that during one of the Super Bowls, Vince Lombardi actually gifted the wives of each of the Packer players a mink stole when they won. That was the 1961 Super Bowl. So, yeah, great support of Wisconsin's mink industry. Absolutely.
That's incredible. So somebody like Allison Dairyland, did you get like the VIP tour? I mean, did you go get to places where the rest of us can't go or not?
I took the same tour as everybody else. So if you want to see what I saw, you can head right up to Lambeau Field. They've got that great museum there. I think it was like $15 to get in. But it's great to really learn more about the history of such an important industry in our state and how it connects back to Wisconsin agriculture. I like to say, no matter where you look, agriculture is everywhere, even in the sports we love.
And it's an exciting time to be Allison Dairyland. During your reign, the NFL draft for the first time ever will be in Green Bay.
Yes, it is really, really exciting. That's going to bring hundreds of thousands of people in person to Wisconsin. That's going to be great for our tourism industry. There'll also be millions of people tuning in across the nation and across the world, which is a really exciting spotlight on Wisconsin. The draft has also done a great job of partnering with Wisconsin agriculture this fall. They worked with Wisconsin Agritourism to feature a couple different agritourism destinations. They had football-themed corn mazes. So they've been very cognizant of how important Wisconsin agriculture is, not only to Wisconsin, but also to football.
You talk about what a benefit it's going to be for the state, and some people may not even realize, but the number of people coming to the state next spring, that's really going to generate a lot of tourism dollars, isn't it?
Absolutely, and hopefully people will be stopping in at those local Wisconsin cheese shops and buying a lot of Wisconsin cheese.
I bet they will. They'll be smuggling a lot of cheese back across the state lines.
Yes, cheese and spotted cow.
Yeah, that's right. That's too. And then you might have a chance to be involved in some way in the draft. Would you be able to announce with the 77th pick overall? Are you gonna get a chance to do that?
That would be incredible, wouldn't it? Yeah. We're really, really hoping. I'm not sure yet, but I will be excited to announce that if that opportunity arises.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Thrill of a lifetime there.
Yes.
You were recently involved in a Christmas tree cutting as well, weren't you?
Yes, I was able to cut down the first official Wisconsin Christmas tree, and that was kicking off the holiday season for our state, and that was down in Crawford County on Oprah Acres Tree Farm in Gays Mills. So they have Christmas tree cutting available there through the holiday season if you're interested, but it was a really great way to showcase one of the specialty crops we have in Wisconsin. Wisconsin's actually fifth in the nation for Christmas tree production. It's a great way to get out with your family, support local farmers, and have a beautiful real tree in your living room.
There's nothing like a real tree, right?
Absolutely. I just love the smell of the real trees. And you can't get that from a plastic one out of the box.
No, you can't. I said that a long way. And then people will say, well, you know, the mess. But I'll put up with the mess.
Yeah, I'll vacuum or sweep.
Absolutely.
It'll be fine.
keep watering it as much as you can.
Absolutely.
And hot water is the key as well.
Really?
Yep, hot
That's
water.
That's good to know.
Yep. And maybe a little 7-Up in there, too.
Oh, yeah, the sugar to feed the tree a little bit. Yeah, that makes sense.
Absolutely. See, I'm giving you tips here, Haley. That's kind of scary, though.
I know. even I can't know everything.
The next campaign for Alice in Dairyland is a big push for butter, isn't it?
Yes, everything's better with butter. Make it the best with Wisconsin butter. I'm excited to be featuring that the next couple weeks, some of those compound butter recipes, and talking a little bit more about how important Wisconsin's dairy industry is. We just got some numbers back. The surveys have come back. Wisconsin agriculture, we went from a $104.8 billion agriculture industry. We are now up to $116.3 billion. And that means our dairy industry has also increased. We went from $45.6 to $52.8 billion for our dairy industry in our state. And butter consumption is at a 50-year high across the United States.
That's amazing. Why do you think the jump? What do you credit that to?
I just think that we have gotten so much better at marketing, and people really, really enjoy Wisconsin butter. The quality, the flavor, and it really does, like in our baked goods, in our cooking, it's unmatched in its potential.
Yeah, you can really tell a Christmas cookie that's been had real butter in it.
Absolutely. I completely agree.
Good stuff. And there's nothing like popcorn.
No. Oh, my gosh. Popcorn with a little bit of fresh butter on it. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that is awesome stuff. So that's coming up here down the road. Anything else down the road in terms of the Alice and some of the promotions you're going to be doing?
I'm just excited to get through the holiday season. And then all of a sudden, it's going to be recruitment time for the 78th Alice. And that's going to get so busy. I'm very excited to be meeting those top six women that are going to be vying for that role and helping teach them all about how to be a great advocate for agriculture. All six women who go through that process, they get a marketing communication certificate from the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protections that they can use on their resume. All of them will be great advocates for agriculture, but only one will become the 78th Alice in Dairyland.
And that takes a special person.
Absolutely. Yeah. But it can be anyone. It doesn't matter what your background is. Even if you think it's maybe non-traditional or not what an Alice usually is, doesn't mean that it's not possible.
What do you feel put you over the top in terms of the balloting by the judges?
What I learned from the 76th Alice in Dairyland, Ashley Hagenow, is just to be yourself. And that is the advice I give to anyone else looking to pursue this role. It's not about being what you think Alice should be. It's about sharing your own authentic story in agriculture and why you want to represent rural Wisconsinites. And I think that is really what pushed me to be into the 77th Alice in Dairyland. Is I had a really unique, authentic story to share, and it has been really, really great to connect with Wisconsin's producers and consumers.
Is there a typical day for Alice in Dairyland?
No day is typical for Alice in Dairyland. Every single one is a little bit different. Some days are full of media, others are full of classrooms, and some are events or tours. I'm always doing something different and new, but no matter what, I'm always having the best day every day, and it only gets better.
Because I was going to say, today was a little different. You started early at TV and, you know, radio, and you're on for meetings.
Yep, I've got some meetings with Wisconsin Potato, and then I'm kind of done a little bit early today, which is nice. Other days I start early and I'm going all the way till 10 o'clock at night. A lot of days are full of long traveling, but I love podcasts and audiobooks, and it goes by pretty quick. I stop at cheese stores. I stop at fun supper clubs throughout the state. You really get to learn and really get to know Wisconsin better than most people.
And you drive the Alice car.
Yep, I do drive Tassie. We'll have about 50,000 miles probably by the time my reign ends. And so she is my ever-present companion. And it's always fun because she's wrapped. So she's got corn all over her. It says Alice and Dairyland on the side. People definitely notice her when I'm coming down the highway. I get waves. I get honks. I give people whiplash occasionally. And so she's a great part of the role as well.
Yeah, you can't hide.
No, so absolutely not.
Don't get a ticket with the Alice car. Right?
I have not yet.
Okay, knock on wood.
Yeah.
Because I remember having Ashley in the studio last year, and we talked about that. But a lot of miles across the state in that car. It's incredible.
Definitely, yeah. Yeah. Tassie and I actually went to Iowa a couple weeks ago, too. So we even made it outside of Wisconsin. I got stopped at a Quick Trip in Iowa. Somebody came up, and if you didn't know, Iowa is the number one producer of corn in the United States. So they get very excited when they see corn imagery. And then he was so excited to see a car with corn on it, and then was really upset to see that the plates were not Iowa plates. I had to tell him we do produce a lot of corn in Wisconsin as well.
In my experience, Iowa people are pretty nice, too.
Yes, though, they're so. Very, very nice.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, anything else you'd like to add this morning?
Just to keep an eye out on that Alice in Dairyland pages, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, Alice in Dairyland, or heading to aliceindairyland.com if you have an event or a classroom you'd like me to visit. And just stay tuned there for updates for the Alice in Dairyland finals and anything else I'm up to throughout the state of Wisconsin.
So a lot of school visits here coming up this year, too?
Yes, I've been in lots of classrooms. I spend a majority of my time with Wisconsin's fourth graders, but I'll do anything from kindergarten all the way through high school and even retirement homes as well.
Why do they pick fourth graders for the most part, then?
I think that's when kids are just starting to get old enough to realize they know how to ask questions. And it really works well with their curriculum. Our program is Expedition Agriculture. We take them on a virtual tour of Wisconsin and looking at all of our diverse specialty crops we have. And we also talk about their geography and the economy. So it fits really well into their social studies units.
Great. Well, it's good to see you again.
It's great to see you, too.
Come back and see us again real soon when you're
Absolutely.
Going by this way.
Thank you so much.
You bet. Haley Heinzel joining us at WRCO, the 77th Alice in Dairyland on today's morning show. Michelle Ryan, an administrator with DadCap, is joining us here today on WRCO Radio. Michelle, we have lots of holiday notes to keep people out of a jam, hopefully, right?
Absolutely. We are here for consumers year-round, 24/7. No, and we want to be sure that while we're busy this holiday season, people are keeping an eye on things.
Let's talk about snowballing scams, which I guess that's kind of appropriate. In December, we talk about snowballing, but this is a different kind, isn't it?
Yeah, you picked up on that. We are playing on that theme, but this is a troubling trend that we are seeing. Scammers are chaining together different scam techniques to start small, but these are quickly snowballing into something much larger for consumers, and it's a more elaborate scheme. Many consumers expect that a scammer will only use one of these methods to steal their money or data, and we've talked about that over the years a lot. And then they'll move on, but it might be just the beginning now, and consumers have lost hundreds of thousands of dollars to these professional scammers, and we need to keep the word out.
So what is it, like pop-ups and texts? How are people kind of hooked in there, so to speak?
Yeah, well, it works like this. The scammer lures consumers in using a common small-scale tried-and-true tactic. So think the impersonation scams we've talked about, yeah, maybe fake pop-ups or calls and texts. And then they may even know the consumer's name and personal details from different data banks that they have. They gain the consumer's trust and establish credibility, then present a problem. And something has gone wrong and the consumer's in financial or legal trouble. And this is where the threats are made, like the consumer's identity's been compromised or their life savings are being accessed by a stranger. Maybe there's a warrant out for their arrest. But what happens next is the scammer offers a solution, and now the consumer has to transfer their funds somewhere for safekeeping. The excuses vary, but the intent is always the same. They want the consumers to willingly give them money to that scammer, and usually through gift cards or cryptocurrency. But we've even seen where it's been gold bars. Then it snowballs further. The multiple scammers are often involved in the scheme. The first person you speak to might transfer you to someone else within their network who has you enter your information on a fake government website. Then a third person from the fake agency calls you, making the scam more believable. And snowballing is, it's just not one specific scam. It's all these techniques and tactics tied together to maximize those gains.
Can you give us some recent examples of some things that went wrong for consumers?
Sure. So something really recent is that a scammer impersonated the USPS, United States Postal Service, and they told the consumer that their identity had been stolen and someone had opened new bank accounts in their name. Later, the consumer was contacted by a fake DEA agent who claimed there was a warrant, arrest warrant out for them, saying their name was associated with money laundering and drug trafficking. And then they sent the scammer over $9,000 in gift cards.
Stay tuned for the second half of today's morning show program. Sunrise from the Center on WRC. Coming up, though, in just a moment, we'll have a look at today's news.
Good morning. It is news time at 6:30, sponsored by Bailey Paint and Decorating, your full-line Benjamin Moore dealer with quality paint and expert advice, and by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, the friendly feed store. Today's forecast calls for a high of 37. There is a wind advisory in the forecast now from noon until late evening for Vernon, Crawford, Richland, and Grand Counties, and from 2 p.m. through late evening in Sauk and Iowa Counties. Currently, it is 20 degrees.
A different example is that
Are you looking for a place to get feed for all of your furry friends? Well, look no further. At Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, we have premium feeds for cattle, hogs, horses, sheep, and even rabbits. We carry many of the best brands to keep your animals happy and healthy. We also have chicken, feed, and scratch. But don't worry, we still have our huge selection of premium cat and dog foods as well. Chet's is your one-stop shop for all of your animal feed needs. Stop down and chat with us today at 880 North Orange Street or give us a call at 608-647-8833. Without you, there wouldn't be us.
I'm Phil Nee with WRCO News. Searchers have recovered the body of a Wisconsin woman who vanished more than 4 years ago. The State Department of Justice says Cassandra Ahan's remains were found on private property in the town of Brighton in Marathon County on Saturday. Ahan was 27 when she was last seen driving away from a mobile home park in Unity in October of 2020. A jury convicted Jesus Contreras Perez of Mosinee in 2022 of first-degree intentional homicide and other charges in connection with the disappearance. The two had broken up shortly before A.M. disappeared. He was sentenced to life in prison. A Dane County judge's ruling overturning Wisconsin Act 10 will likely be appealed to the state Supreme Court. Passed in 2011 by Republicans who controlled the Wisconsin legislature and signed into law by then-Governor Scott Walker, Act 10 put restrictions on what public employee unions are able to negotiate, but made an exception for police and firefighter unions. Dane County Circuit Court Judge Jacob Frost ruled that violates the state constitution. How an appeal fares will hinge on the outcome of the April election for an open seat on the state Supreme Court. Liberal Justice Ann Walsh Bradley announced earlier this year that she would not seek another 10-year term. Dane County Circuit Judge Susan Crawford, also, and former Republican Attorney General Brad Schimmel, a conservative, are running. A win by Schimmel would flip the court's 4-3 Liberal majority and likely mean Act 10 would be upheld. A central Wisconsin man accused of beating Donald Mitchell to death in a Stevens Point parking lot has been sentenced for reckless homicide. Arlen Sangster will serve 20 years in prison and 5 years on extended supervision for his role in the incident. Investigators say he and two other men, Brandon Baim and Christian Emerson, were rummaging through Mitchell's vehicle looking for items of value. Then when the 61-year-old returned to confront them, they beat him and
and ran off. Mitchell was rushed to a Stevens Point hospital, then flown to Wausau, where he died the next day. Emerson is scheduled to face a trial in January for his alleged role in the incident. Boehm returns to court for a scheduling conference in 2 weeks. Both remain jailed. A special program aimed at helping Wisconsin residents caring for loved ones hits an important milestone. The Wisconsin Wayfinder program has helped over 2,200 families and nearly 670 caregivers since it started last year. The program, backed by the Department of Health Services, connects caregivers of children with special needs with resources and experts. It's designed to help caregivers stay up to date on local services and navigate the healthcare system. If you need support caring for a loved one, find out more online at dhs.wi.gov/WISCWay. Richland City Council meeting last night. Among the topics, Anna Jakobek, Vice President of Development for Cobblestone Hotels, gave a presentation to the Richland Center Council. Headquartered in Neenah, Cobblestone Hotels prides itself on filling the lodging needs of communities throughout the United States. Since January of 2008, the brand has expanded to over 170 in 29 states. The idea she presented was for a 54-room hotel with amenities such as a pool and a conference room. This idea is based on a feasibility study done by a third party for the needs of Richland Center. The Richland Center Police Department will need to switch over to a radio that has digital capability. The current radios the department is using will not work on the new Richland County radio channel. The council approved the purchase of Kenwood NX5000 from Gencom in the amount of $7,644 from the priority equipment line, and one Kenwood NX5000 in the amount of $1,528 from the response team line, for a total of 6 radios. The council approved the purchase, as well as a second motion for the police department to use the insurance check in the amount of $6,558 that has been received, along with any new funds received in the future, and the remaining $4,427 in the radio line to purchase the repeater, antenna, and the cabling from Gencom. Enjoy the Sounds of the Season, performed by the Richland Center High School Band tonight at 7:30 in the Richland Center High School Auditorium. The evening will be featuring the Freshman Concert Band and Symphonic Band performing holiday classics. The band's annual cookie walk will also be held tonight prior to the concert beginning at 6. Holiday cookies will be available for purchase by the box in the West Commons. And don't forget to pick up your Meet for the Beat raffle ticket. The RCHS Bands are sponsoring the 17th annual Meet for the RCHS Band Beat Raffle. The Meet for the Beat drawing will be held Friday, December 20th. Get your holiday season started with great music, delicious cookies, and a chance to win your holiday dinner tonight at the Richland Center High School Band Concert. Admission is $5 or by activity pass. The Wisconsin Department of Justice says Cassandra Ahan's remains were found Saturday on private property in the town of Brighton. That's an update on the story that we had earlier today. According to the criminal complaint, Ahan's death culminated in what was described as months of stalking and abuse by Contreras Perez. Also in news today, headliners announced for Summerfest 2025 in Milwaukee. Hip-hop Grammy-winning artist Megan Thee Stallion is set to headline the annual music festival in Milwaukee. Special guest Flo Milli will join Megan Thee Stallion at the American Family Insurance Amphitheater on June 28th. James Taylor will be joined by Jason Mraz and Tiny Habits on June 21st at the amphitheater. Other headliners include country music star Lainey Wilson, Cake, and Riley Green. The 9-day festival will include 600 artists. Summerfest 2025 runs over 3 weekends, June 19th through the 21st, June 26th through the 28th, and July 3rd through the 5th.
Thinking about new window treatments for your home? Or how about a cordless upgrade to your current cellular pleated or wood blinds for a sleeker look? Stop in at Bailey Paint and Decorating today. Talk to Steve, Bailey's Blind Man. Steve will handle all the measuring and installation to take the stress out of fitting new blinds. Give your home a fresh new look with new window treatments and professional installation from Bailey Paint and Decorating on Court Street, downtown Richland Center.
A high temperature expected to reach the upper 30s today. The winds will increase 15 to 30 from the south to the northwest, and then maybe up to 40 to 45 this afternoon. A wind advisory for much of our listening area this afternoon through late evening. A low of 11 tonight, a few flurries early, then partly cloudy. Thursday, partly cloudy to sunny and 24. Friday, partly cloudy and still cool, a high of 27. Saturday, partly sunny, breezy and warmer with a high of 40 degrees. East to northeast winds are at 3 miles per hour. Right now in Richland Center, we're back down to our overnight low. It is 20 degrees.
Attention Medicare D patients. The 2025 Medicare D renewal period has started. Need help reviewing your drug plan options? Stop by Center Pharmacy or Boscobel Pharmacy. Even if you're not a current customer, they'll guide you through all the changes for 2025 and help you find the best plan for your needs. Center and Boscobel Pharmacies are here to help you navigate Medicare D, because with them, you're not just a patient, you're formally. Visit today for your personalized review.
Sleepy Hollow GM Certified Service Express. Just drive right in. Oil changes, tire rotations, and basic maintenance, just drive right in. No appointment. Come when it's convenient for you. 7:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, and until noon on Saturday. Pull up the doors on the Quick Trip side, and the door will open automatically. You just drive right in. At Sleepy Hollow Chevy Buick GMC on Baroqua's North Side.
Are you experiencing any of the following? Rotator cuff or chronic shoulder pain? Knee pain that won't go away? Maybe even facing a knee replacement? Plantar fasciitis? Foot or ankle pain? Call Benson Chiropractic in Muscadet at 739-9000 to schedule a free consult to see if you are a good candidate to use shockwave therapy. Shockwave therapy is an advanced state-of-the-art therapy that can help you feel better, improve function, and help regenerate tissue. It really could be the miracle you've been looking for. Again, that number is 739-9000 for Benson Chiropractic of Muscadet. Sports Time is sponsored by the Richland Hospital, specializing in rural health care since 1924. Making a difference by caring, educating, and healing. And by the Homesteader Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. We'll look back at a busy basketball schedule from last night. And the Badgers lost a tough one in the Big Ten opener.
Are you looking to make a difference in your community? Whether you're a student between the ages of 13 to 18 looking to gain valuable experience, a retiree wanting to give back, or simply someone with a heart for service, there's a place for you at the Richland Hospital and Clinics. To learn more about volunteer opportunities and how you can get involved, contact our volunteer program coordinator. Make a difference by volunteering with the Richland Hospital and Clinics.
I'm Phil Nee with sports. In our radio game last night, River Valley's boys team picked up a win during the team's home opener, 56-41 over Evansville. River Valley senior guard Houston Thatcher led all scorers with 19. Quincy Blakely added 12. And Lucas Klein made three important three-point baskets on the way to 11 points. Elsewhere in basketball from last night, Sauk Prairie led throughout to defeat Richland Center 68-36. It was Lancaster 67-65 over Darlington. Dodgeville beat Wisconsin Heights 64-50. Royal 70, Seneca 47. Also Westby 72, Cashton 33. It was a win for North Crawford over Brookwood 88-39. Pittsville 58, New Lisbon 31. Luther 71, Bangor 42. Reedsburg 73-66 over Sparta. And GET beat Mauston 81-60. In girls basketball, it was a close one all the way, but Hillsboro held out. Richland Center was the game last night in Hillsboro. It was the Tigers winning 33-28 over Richland Center. In other girls' games, Ithaca won last night at home over New Lisbon 60-30. River Valley 50-31 over Wisconsin Heights. Darlington bested Riverdale. That final score was 47-36. The ladies were led by Kennedy Cooey's 12 points last night. Zuri Dennis with 11. Macy McKay with 8 last night for Riverdale as they fell in that girls' game. It was Southwestern over Boscobel, 66-56. Cuba City, 68-28 over Fenimore. Belleville, 48-37 over Lancaster. Platteville, 51. Aquinas, 42. Highland, 61-12 over Benton. Mineral Point, 81, Iowa Grant 15, Royal 63-57 over Alma Center Lincoln, Seneca 44, Lafarge Youth Initiative 36. It was Wazika Steuben defeating Kickapoo 43-34 at a Key Ridge and Valley game. Also DeSoto 64, North Crawford 32, a win for Belmont over Potosi Cassville 56-25, Reedsburg 48, Toma 38, Wisconsin Dells beat Sauk Prairie 46-36, and Mauston over Sparta, 63-39. In wrestling action last night, hosted by Cuba City High School, it was Cuba City Benton Southwestern getting the win against River Valley, 35-22. Mineral Point defeated River Valley, 63-13 on the mat, and Mineral Point also was a big winner over Cuba City Benton Southwestern, 61-6 in dual meet wrestling. The Badgers open Big Ten Conference play on Tuesday night at home with a 67-64 loss to Michigan. Shooters for both teams were off the mark, with neither hitting 40% or even as much as 25% on three-pointers. Wisconsin's John Tanya scored 18 points despite foul trouble, and sophomore John Blackwell had 16. Coach Greg Gard talked about Blackwell's performance.
Yeah, he was huge. I mean, he carried us there for a while in the second half. His ability to gobble up offensive rebounds and finish in there, and obviously play a lot of minutes, and I thought we needed him on the floor, and he thought obviously he did a lot of good things there in the second half.
The Bucks were locked in from outside the arc while rolling past Detroit, 128-107. Milwaukee advances in the NBA in-season tournament by hitting 23 of 41 three-point attempts, earning the number one seed from its group. Giannis Antetokounmpo scored 28, Damian Lillard 27, but the Bucks bench was productive with 46 points. Coach Doc Rivers' team has won 9 of its last 10. Atlanta visits the Fiserv Forum tonight for a regular season game. Two former Packers are among five finalists for the Pro Football Hall of Fame class of 2025. Super Bowl coach Mike Holmgren and wide receiver Sterling Sharp are on the list. The induction ceremony will be held this summer in Canton, Ohio. Voting will take place during the Super Bowl weekend, with the finalists needing 80% to receive the honor. I'm Phil Nee with an update on sports.
LS tractors are a great tractor at a great price. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. The fastest growing tractor line in Wisconsin is LS Tractor, part of the LG group of companies. These high quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors are one of the best values in compact tractors. They have silky smooth hydrostatic transmissions.
A different example is that another Wisconsin consumer paid $155,000 in fake taxes and fees after being told that they won the Mega Millions lottery. Later, a fake consumer protection agency called and asked for money. The consumer refused and was then contacted by a third imposter who said that the federal agent and that they were there to help resolve the problem and recover the stolen funds. They just needed to help pay for those legal services.
Yeah, it's one of those things where if you have to pay money, there's a red flag there, isn't there?
Especially if you're associated with government. Absolutely. You're not buying anything. You're not, you know, hooking up for a service. You are dealing with what they are calling the government in these situations. But it's easy to lose track of those when you're being threatened and you're being told something needs to be done immediately. So take a moment to ask yourself at each step, if everything seems legitimate. If anything is suspicious, just stop immediately and contact either local law enforcement or DADCAP, and then talk to someone you trust before you pay any money or provide any private information. No matter what the situation is, find someone you can trust in your circle, in your network, that you can discuss the situation with, just to do a checks and balances. And if you're ever asked to send money to a business or government agency by wire transfer, cash, gift cards, cryptocurrency, or some other unusual form of payment like the gold bars, that is a scam, and stop immediately.
It just seems so easy sitting here as we talk, thinking, I wouldn't send a gift card. I don't send gift cards when I should, you know? I mean, but it sounds like it's fairly easy to get hooked, right?
It absolutely is. And I don't want anybody to get down on themselves if they've fallen victim to this, but we need them to report it and we need them to discuss it so we can find out the methods the scammers are using and get the word out. But let's try and help recognize what these red flags are.
All right. Fraudulent gift exchange schemes. That's another theme this month, Michelle.
Absolutely. So this is a little different. And, you know, maybe you've participated in a gift exchange in person, but games like Secret Santa or White Elephant are really common among friends and family, coworkers, and other groups. But a gift exchange you find online, that could be a scam. And worst of all, if you join in, you could be participating in an illegal scheme without even knowing it. And how it works is that you receive an email or an invitation from a Facebook group or maybe a Telegram channel to join a gift exchange with strangers on the internet. And in some cases, you could even be invited by a real-life friend or acquaintance. And the pitch sounds fun, and it can be very convincing, but the real goal of these groups is not to spread the gift-giving spirit. And they're run by these scammers and often only ask for your name, address, and possibly a friend's contact information so they can also be asked to join this gift exchange. What happens next is you're told to send a gift to a stranger, oftentimes called a secret sister, with the promise that another stranger will send you a gift. And then some schemes promise that the more people you recruit, the more gifts you're going to receive. But unfortunately, the targets rarely receive anything, so the consumers that get involved in this. And you're just giving a scammer your private information, which of course can lead to identity theft and whatever product you purchase that will likely be resold by the scammer.
Well, interesting. So what are some ways to maybe avoid this?
Well, you can avoid these by not entering into them with strangers. Recognize when you're invited in from these groups where you don't know people, that would be a great way to recognize that you don't want to participate. And if you're asked to recruit new members or promise more gifts if you recruit more, that should be a red flag. And just stop participating right away and contact DADCAP if you've engaged in one of these and you want to back away and just need to talk it through.
Holiday travels, a lot of people will be taken to the air and the trains and whatnot over the course of the holidays. I've heard of some pre-check scams. What can you tell us about those?
Yeah, none of us like waiting in line, and we all enjoy it if you get selected for TSA pre-check, and that can speed things up. And scammers know this, and so they send emails appearing to be from TSA PreCheck. The emails want you to click a link that takes you to a fake website that looks like the official TSA website, so it's an imposter. If you pay to enroll or renew your TSA PreCheck, you might not even realize that you've just been paying a scammer until you get to the airport. But there are ways that we can spot these. And the first is, if you're applying for TSA PreCheck for the first time, you can't pay the application fee online. To get PreCheck, you complete the application and pay in person at a TSA enrollment center, which you can find those locations online. But only a scammer will ask you to pay online to enroll. And if you already have TSA PreCheck and you are, it's time to renew, you can pay either in person or online. The real TSA will send renewal reminder emails out. To avoid the scam, start your renewal by directly typing in the web address, tsa.gov/precheck, instead of clicking on the link. Even if you get that reminder, let it be your reminder, but just to be sure you don't get caught up with a scammer, type in the web address yourself. This will ensure that you're really at the TSA website and not at that scammer's imposter site.
Boy, traveling is stressful enough without throwing something like this in, right?
Especially if you haven't left enough time for the normal security line. Yes. You don't need that extra stress of the scam and the potential of a long line at security.
Well, cold weather is here, and the threat of shutting off utilities has also been scammed recently. What's the latest on that, Michelle?
Yeah, this seems to be our annual reminder because we certainly see spikes in the phone calls and messages that come during this time of year. And so we want to remind everybody how this scam works, the utility scam. The scammers contact consumers claiming to represent a local utility company, and they often manipulate the caller ID by spoofing that phone number, making it look local. They mention work orders during the telephone conversation, billing statements, truck numbers, and other very specific details that make it seem legitimate that a truck is on its way to do a disconnection. Really, they just want consumers to act out of this fear before they get a chance to stop and think. So they use very high-pressure tactics and often ask for immediate payment during that phone call. Again, they indicate that your bills may be delinquent or overdue for other reasons, inappropriate paperwork, and that they're going to be doing a disconnection. So hang up on these. And if you are at all concerned that it's legitimate, always reach out to your local utility company directly to work out a billing or a payment system or find out about alternative resources that may be available to you.
So I know there's a moratorium over the winter in the state of Wisconsin. That takes effect, doesn't it?
Absolutely. So the moratorium on utilities disconnections is active right now. It goes until April 15th, and consumers who need assistance with their utility bills should reach out when they need that assistance and not wait until spring, because it just adds extra stress that's not needed and could create a situation where you could fall victim to one of these utility scams. But you can reach out for energy assistance by calling the statewide customer care center or visit energyandhousing.wi.gov. You can get water assistance by calling the statewide customer care center as well. You can always reach out for other resources and options by calling 211 and seeing what's available in your county and community.
Tell us about UVille and how that helps kids with the internet safety.
Yeah, we're bringing this up right now since we'll be headed into a winter break and it might be a good opportunity. Plus, there might be more online or connected devices entering the household at this point. And we know young people spend a lot of time online and they are a higher age group for falling victim. But the Federal Trade Commission or the FTC has started a new program called UVille that can help parents and educators teach kids ages 8 to 12 about privacy and online safety. It's free. It's standards-based, and that's important for education and learning, and contains activities to help kids learn how to safely navigate the online world in a way that can be really engaging and fun. It overall consists of 12 lessons, activity sheets, posters, and other free materials. And it can, again, be used by parents or in different classrooms, libraries, after-school care programs, youth groups. So there's a lot of possibilities here that it might be useful for individuals to take a look at this. And especially, like I said, going into the holiday break could be entertaining and learning at the same time. But you can find it at consumer.ftc.gov and just search UVille.
Y-O-U-V-I-L-L-E. All one word.
That's right.
All right.
All in the name of something else. Uville.
Sounds like Dr. Seuss or something, maybe.
Exactly what I think of.
We want to keep people out of jams. And, you know, we talked about gift cards and sending gift cards. Is there a way that that scammers could get a hold of you if you've been given a gift card and you use it, Michelle?
Well, the thing with gift cards is that scammers have done some different tricks with gift cards, especially during the holiday season. So they've actually started placing stickers with a fake barcode over real gift cards. And so what can happen is when you go to pay and activate your gift card, you're not activating the one you have in your hands if you don't notice the sticker. You're actually activating the one the scammer has. And so you're giving them the money on that gift card that they have in their hands because of that. So we need consumers to be cautious when purchasing those gift cards this holiday season. And then they're also they've tampered with gift cards to pick up the barcode on them that are sitting there at the kiosk with the security code. And so when they're activated, they often are draining them before they're even given to the gift recipient. So buy your gift cards as close to the time period when you're going to give it as possible and get that recipient to use it as quickly as possible. Or if they have an account with the retailer that you purchased it for, load that amount onto their cart until they select what they're going to purchase. So it's there waiting for them as opposed to the scammer draining that gift card.
That brings up an interesting point, though. Somebody gives me a gift card and I go in and the retailer says, oh, there's nothing on that card. And I think, well, that's cheap, so-and-so, you know, but how do you know?
Yeah. Well, you know, it's really important that you give an activation receipt when you're giving a gift card.
Sure.
And then if you receive one, like I said, try and use it as quickly as possible.